Hi, this is Julie Mackin, and welcome to the 5-Minute Advocate. First, to the really great news. Next week, 5-Minute Advocate will be joined by First Nations and South Sea Islander woman Lola Forrester. Lola is a total legend in the broadcasting world of SBS, Koori Radio, and I'm just so thrilled to have her part of our little team. So really listen up next week. You're in for such a treat. Look, I'm not really a fortune teller, but I am going to make two predictions that I would bet the farm on. First, that Scott Morrison won't go to a federal election, if he can help it, until this time next year. May 2022 is the latest he can wait, and I reckon wait is what he will do. The second prediction is that by the time he does go to the next election, he will not have resolved or dissipated the cloud of disgust and grubbiness that is currently shrouding Parliament House and the Coalition in particular. The reasons for both predictions is that he does not understand or frankly care why women have had a gutful of sleazy, violent blokes on the one hand and his lack of action and even curiosity on the other. How do I know this? Well, take a look at the kind of politician Scott Morrison thinks has a perfect right to sit on his side of the house. And no, I'm not talking about Christian Porter and the allegation of very violent rape levelled at him from a woman who is now deceased. Nor am I talking about Scott Morrison's defence minister who called Brittany Higgins a lying cow. Though it's worth noting that Morrison is so unconcerned with all of the above that both those ministers will continue to play a vital role in his cabinet. So no, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about another of his MPs, Andrew Lemming. Here are some of the reasons, and any one of them would have been enough to get Lemming sacked in the real world, but not in Scott Morrison's bubble world. So a couple of the highlights of Andrew Lemming's career. In 2019, he upskirted a young woman and then explained to a query about whether he even remembered the incident that, yeah, he did remember it and he thought it was really funny. So just for the record, Andrew, that's not funny. It's a criminal offence. But don't expect that little detail to concern the Prime Minister. Then Lemming, 2018, is forced to apologise when it was revealed that he pushed over a little 12-year-old kid who got in his way during a fun run. Fun run, get it? Reese's mother, the little kid's mum, said Lemming didn't even check to see if he was all right. Then we've got a video that surfaced of a Gold Coast young LNP chairman and Andrew Lemming staffer smirking along with a whole lot of racist comments levelled at First Nations people. Lemming reportedly sacked this guy, but of course he didn't actually really sack him because 6 months later he was back in Lemming's office. After revelations that Lemming had allegedly bullied and harassed his own constituents, the mainstream media, and can I just take a free kick at the mainstream media right now? Because I am so over them just reading out Scott Morrison's press releases. Anyway, back to the press release that they reported on, where Morrison said he hauled Lemming into his office to demand an apology, which is interesting because both the victims of Lemming had actually asked Morrison to take action over the last couple of years and got zero response. By Saturday. So Morrison's ordered this grubby little bully to have empathy lessons, presumably the same ones that we shouted Scott Morrison, I think about 12 months ago, at a cost of $190,000. I don't know, I want my money back on that. Anywho, Lemming issued a statement saying, "I will step down from all parliamentary roles effective immediately and complete both counselling courses." He then apologised for the hurt and the distress that communication may have caused, although a few hours later he posted saying, "In this climate, I willingly apologise. I didn't even know what for at 4 p.m. when I did it in Parliament. Ha ha, ha ha," three laughing emojis. This is why Scott Morrison will continue to have an issue with sexual assaults. Well, he won't have the issue, but sexual assaults will continue, sexual harassment will continue, and he will make no meaningful attempt to address it because the pain that women go through as a consequence of that is something he just doesn't understand. I'm not sure if he cares, but he certainly doesn't understand it. And we would frankly be idiots to believe that women are any more than a hiccup or the women problem, as he sees it, is anything more than a hiccup along the way to his next election victory. But I just beg everyone to just vote according to what he does, not to what he says. Otherwise, we've really only got ourselves to blame.